This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
...of Gwen and Chris. This one should be interesting. As you can see, if you're watching on the YouTube screen right now, we've got the four squares. Adam Klug has been able
Are you calling us squares, Tony?
No, not calling us squares. We're just in square boxes.
Oh, okay.
Adam Klug has been able to get the graphics right to begin this show. And, no, typically we get into sports, but, you know, my man Scraby, fresh off of shoulder surgery yesterday. I don't know if you guys can see it, or for those who are watching YouTube right now. Well, no, I'm not trying to show you. Everybody knows your shoulder thing is real. But I want you to – we are here today – in real blemishes and all today, ladies and gentlemen. No filters.
Oh, really?
No nothing. Our pores are out like normal people.
Unlike some of the Instagram photos that were released yesterday.
Unlike some of the IG photos that were released yesterday, yeah. You get to see all of us in our real self. Scraby, how are you feeling today, buddy?
I'm feeling great, but I got to dispel some myths about this whole photo that was put out on the internet.
There's some myths, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because I did not put a filter on that. I am not a filter guy. I took it about 20 minutes. You know, here's the problem, is that they gave me my phone back right as I woke up from surgery, which is probably the worst idea in the world, because I was all about
it. If that is really the case, I'm kind of upset that we didn't get more material, considering they gave it to you right after surgery.
Well, you should see the first picture that I wanted to put up. It was not good. It was so bad, and And so when I posted it, I didn't think anything of it. And then you commented about the face filter, and I was getting that everywhere. I swear I did not put a face filter on that thing.
Scraby, listen to me. I'm in a room with you from October to February. I look at you on this screen every day.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting here claiming to have perfect skin, but your skin has never been porcelain, brother. Never.
Maybe they spruced him up for surgery.
Oh. I don't know what happened with the photo, but I think maybe my skin was a little, like, maybe my face was a little bloated because I was under anesthesia or something.
No. Somebody else, Adam, you're on the chat right now. Somebody else, please tell me that it had nothing to do with his face being bloated. Your face looked immaculate on that picture.
Wait, I just go to the chat and Adam commented, there goes Scraby blaming other people.
It was one of the best pictures I've ever seen of you.
Ever.
So much so that when I saw it, my first reaction was, because it was so close. My second reaction was, you look so good.
Adam just put it up on the screen.
Look at this guy. He's like.
I look like I'm in a different world.
You're pristine after that. This is pristine you after the surgery, and Tony's right. There's not a blemish anywhere on that skin. I mean, it's, look at his eyes.
That is really funny.
Just leave that there for the rest of the show. I don't think we need to do anything more.
Now that I'm seeing it again, dude.
Yeah, look at his skin.
You are sky high on this one, buddy.
Yeah. Are you sure you only had anesthesia? I think you had some laughing gas as well.
Scraby gate is what we're looking at right now.
Some scraby treats.
Like, we got one comment says you look like a Disney character. That's pretty.
Looks
pretty
like a made-up ad. I'm seeing all kinds of
AI
Photoshop.
AI Scraby.
I was in my hospital bed when I posted that. I didn't go home and use Photoshop, okay?
Yes. You don't have to. The filters are right there, brother, on IG. So I'm just saying,
I'm never going to win this argument. No one's ever going to believe me.
Because people are looking at your face on the left right now, and they're looking at it on the right.
It's not the same face.
Two different people.
Yes, it's pretty easy to make the comparison right now, Scrape.
See, I have two photos, and it's the same photo, I think.
No,
the other photo is not good. Here's the other photo real quick. That one is not good, so I didn't want to do that one. Anyway, it was... Oh, yeah, and then the morning show decided to put all their red faces up on Twitter as well.
Yeah. Well, it's good to know people follow you on Instagram, man.
Yeah,
they follow
sure.
you.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
we're happy.
No, that was the happiest news of all is that you're okay. You made it through surgery safely, and... Unlike, you know, some athletes we could name, right, who would be sitting out for at least a few more days, you're back in the lineup right away. So
thank you. That's the reason why I'm here, guys. That is the reason I'm here.
I just want everybody to know that on Gwen and Chris, in the background, we go hard in the paint. And basically, Scraby was told, if you didn't show up to work today, you are going to never hear the end of it after all of the trash you talk about athletes that take time.
True that.
He knew he had to show up today.
And he's
here. Yeah, there was zero chance. Unless I was, like, under anesthesia again. Because, by the way, guys, I've only done that twice in my life. And I know that there's plenty of people out there who have undergone it before. It is a time-traveling machine.
Because best sleep ever.
The last thing I remember... best sleep. The last thing I remember is them telling me that I'm not going to remember anything 5 seconds from now. And the last thing I remember was the three. And then I woke up.
Hey, me too. Last time I did it, I can't even recall getting to 2-1. I just remember 5-4-3, and then
same.
I was open. I was up. I was
waking,
right. waking
the
up
next
from surgery.
You're awake. Yeah. Does anybody ever wonder how they discovered anesthesia? I mean,
yeah,
it's not one of the. You wonder, or do you know?
I wonder if somebody could explain. How many people got tested?
Right. Who signed up for that? Said, go ahead and put me under, and if you can't wake me up, so be it. You know, I'll give myself over to the exercise of trying to figure this out. Because I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's an anesthesiologist out there who can, you know, throw something in the chat, but. You have to give the right amount of this stuff, right?
Yeah,
just an open. You don't just open up the passageway and just, you know, give you as much as you can. I mean, it's got to be the right exact mix in order for it to work right. And
or it's the long nap. You don't want that one.
Yeah, right. You don't want the big sleep. You don't want the big sleep.
The big sleep.
Yeah, that's what they call that. That's the big sleep. Yeah, that's the one. So you don't want that. But yeah, how did they come up with it? And who did they test it on way back
know.
I wonder.
Hopefully, if somebody has that info in the chat, please
help
feel free
us
to
out,
chime in. Oh, Scrape, go ahead.
I got one more thing before we move on from this whole hospital experience, but I told this to Adam last night. I'm a very happy person when I wake up from like going under like that. And so they were trying to get me talking and trying to get me like more coherent, and they were asking me what I did for a living. So pretty much told the entire floor what 97.3 The Fan is and how everybody needs to listen to 97.3 The Fan. And if you're a Padres fan, you should be listening to Gwen and Chris 2 to 6. But then you should also be listening to Ben and Wiz from 6 to 10 a.m. and Annie and Nelson from 10 to 2. We got you guys all covered. If you want to listen, we got sports talk. And they're like, okay, we shouldn't have asked you about this.
I was going to say, what did they give you, anesthesia, or did they give you caffeine? I mean, it sounds
both,
like you
maybe.
Were...
Both, maybe. Yeah. I was like going crazy trying to tell people to listen to our station.
You've seen the videos of people coming out of anesthesia and talking
kind of crazy. Is this real life?
I would have enjoyed that a little bit more, but, you know, we didn't get to see it, so all good. All right, let's move on to some Padre conversation. Padres get back in the win column, back to 500, 35 all, 6-1 victory yesterday. It was pretty straightforward yesterday. They never... Even when the game was kind of close, it never really felt like it was. Padres seemingly won. Had it been 3-1 the whole time, it would have been the most, as Jesse said last night, it would have been the most comfortable 3-1 victory of the season.
Seemed like the A's never threatened. I mean, they got a guy on in the seventh inning, and Estrada wiped that away right away. And, Dylan Cease was overmatching these guys, and I mean, he gets 8 strikeouts, Tony, in 6 innings, which I thought was really, really good until I saw the bullpen come in and get 8 strikeouts over 3 innings. 8 of the 9 unrecorded were on strikeouts. And, of course, in the 9th inning, I was thinking about what I had mentioned to you yesterday. I was concerned about Robert Suarez and having so much time off. I guess that was a waste of time to be concerned about that because he was... he looked well rested, like you said, and I mean he just blew them away. I mean his command was the thing that impressed me. He was throwing change ups and spotting them, and I'm like, man, this guy hasn't been on the mound in a week and a half, but he closed it out, you know, in style. So nice win. I like how they added to the lead, and you know, of course, I mean Cronenworth, Fernando, this team has all of a sudden become, you know, power happy. They have 10 home runs in the last five games. And, you know, that's good to see. Let's just, this is a recording. You know, we're back to 500. And now what are we going to do? We're going to go up a little bit, down a little bit. And I guess we'll just have to wait and see where it goes.
Luis Rice, 4 for his last 20.
Yes.
You want to really be picky, 2 for his last 15. If you want to really make it bad, 0 for his last 10.
Yes, back-to-back 0 for 5 games. I'm taking credit for that, Tony. I jinxed him on that. I mentioned it to Adam Klug yesterday that he went 0 for 5 in, what was it, Sunday's game. And I said to Adam, you know, he hasn't done that since opening day. That was the first 0 for 5 he'd had since opening day. And wouldn't you know it, after I say that, he comes back and has another one the very next day. You know what all that shows me, and I'm sure you're thinking the same thing, just how hard hitting is. Because if Luis Arraez can go 0 for 5 in back-to-back games, pretty much anybody can. And I know all of you, you know, all of us armchair quarterbacks out there want to see these guys get hits left and right. But even Luis Arraez can go through a couple of days of scuffling and it's not an easy gig. He makes it look easy, but it's not.
He lined out twice in that game, too. Lined out his first at bat, lined out the third.
Right.
Those could have easily been hits. But Manny was back in the lineup. He found a way to scratch two knocks in there. And, you know, I think back to last year watching Giancarlo try to score from third, and everybody was like, oh my God, it's a travesty that he's even out there running. It looks so horrible. Well, now we have a player in our own that has to play like that while he's running the base if we don't want this hip thing to be a long-lasting thing. And he got out there, and he had to go station to station. I'm so happy he wasn't really put in a spot where he even had to think about going hard. And I love the fact that on the base hit late in that game where he's on second, A, he wasn't thinking about it, and Tim Leeper had his hands up, I mean, before the ball even got through the infield.
Right, it's a base hit, you're staying at third, and then Mike Schilt took no chances and removed
and took him
just in case there was a sacrifice fly right there. He didn't want him to have to bust home on that or a ground ball or something. So,
and I bring that up just to kind of point out that that's how he's going to have to move for, I would say, the next week or so, at least,
right
before that hip flexor gets better. That's not an injury that just miraculously heals. Like, hey, once it's been stretched out, you're going to have to, like, do some, you know, you really should do rest, honestly, in order to heal.
Can we appreciate Manny for a second instead of just always not appreciating Manny? The one thing he told us when we very first interviewed him 3-4 years ago, Tony, and it seems like it's been that long since we've interviewed him, but he talked about posting. I'll never forget it. And he just said, I post. And he talked about that being the way he leads, by example, being in the lineup, being a gamer. And he's backed that up in his time with the Padres. You know, back to the ankle injury a couple of years ago in Denver where he could have missed a bunch of games. You know, now this thing he's playing through, the elbow he's been playing through. There are some players, and we don't know who they are because you don't know the severity of every injury. But I'm sure there are many players that, you know, would be more than happy to go on the injured list with some of these ailments. And he keeps on playing, and I think the elbow has affected him. And so what's happened?
For sure. He's been,
so what's happened, though, Tony? Instead of everybody going, hey, we appreciate him playing through the elbow, we don't appreciate him because he's not putting up Manny-type numbers, so we're on his case. And, you know, I'm probably just as guilty as the next guy of doing it. But, you know, once in a while, you got to sit here and go, look, the guy is posting. He's showing up. He's giving it what he's got. And, you know, his play at third base is starting to rub off on Donovan Solano, too, because that play he made last night was very Manny-like.
Well, I mean, it was almost the identical play that he wasn't able to make the night before that led to the seven runs or
six
runs.
Well, he probably talked to Manny after the game and said, hey, what did I do wrong? Manny said, you know, do this a little with your footwork and, you know, you're good to go.
I know we got to get to break here, but you bring up such a good point, right? And I think we're all guilty of it, right? I think we take for granted he's out there. I mean, if we were being honest, I said this earlier in the year, he wasn't supposed to be ready to play until, like, the end of April. It might have been even into early May when this initial diagnosis happened. He ends up being ready for opening day, which was at the end of March, right? And he's, you know, you could probably make the argument that his elbow is not 100% healthy and that he has played despite that being the case. And we have all sat up here, I know I have, and said, man, the Padres can't really be who they want to be until Toddy, Manny, Bogey. And it wasn't like we were just talking about Manny, but he was included in that. But I think you bring up a good point. When his career is all said and done here, you will look back at it and you will think about all the times that he played through whatever injury it was, whether it was the hand, whether it was the ankle, whether it was hip flexor, whether it's the elbow. He wants to be out there. And sometimes it has his own detriment, right, in terms of his numbers and what he normally does. But when those guys in the locker room see that he's in the lineup, I'm sure that means something to them, whether they recognize it immediately or not.
A lot of guys don't want to take the chance of playing below 100% because they don't want that to affect their statistics. Don't want it to affect the way people perceive them. Exactly, yep. Tony. And this is not a fair example because he's now a politician running for office. But Steve Garvey never had a very accurate throwing arm when he played first base for the Dodgers and for the Padres. He was known as kind of having a very much of a scatter arm. So you know what Garvey did? He just never threw. If he got a ground ball, he just took it over to the bag and got an out. And that's kind of how he went about it, to protect, I think, a lot of the way people thought about him as a ball player. He didn't pick up those errors throwing the ball into left field anymore because he just didn't throw it. So that, to me, is an example. You know, to me, Manny, he goes out there and lays it on the line even when he's not 100%. That should be applauded.
Scraby's not. Shoulder isn't too bad. He's still able to give his little signs like he got a break. So
I did a little mini break because I couldn't put the other arm up.
Let's get to break. When we come back, Kevin Acey.
What are we doing with this whole thing? This is, I shouldn't have posted this. Adam just put up my picture on the screen. And if you haven't seen it, go to YouTube. But I'm never going to live this down.
The funny part is you just put a smack dab in the middle
yeah.
of us.
Just
leave
right
it up there,
the
Adam.
The
there you go. Wait a minute. Leave it up. Now compare the two.
There you go. There you go. Boom.
See?
Yeah. Filtered.
Pretty clean.
Filtered.
Pretty clean.
No,
filtered.
Not
filtered.
That filtered. Not that
let's
clean.
Get back. Let's get to break. When we come back, Kevin Acey had a little article talking about the Padres' pitching situation. We'll get into it when we return. We're going to Chris on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Padres have blasted their way to three victories in the last four games. And despite everything, they're one of only 12 teams currently in Major League Baseball with a record of 500 or better. Keep in mind, 14 teams make the playoffs, so Padres, in that regard, aren't in too bad a shape as they get set to host the Oakland Athletics, game two of the series tonight at Petco Park. Dare I say the A's are starting a left-handed pitcher, J.P. Sears. Mm. That has been the one bugaboo for the Padres recently. Actually, a little longer than recently. Maybe the last month and a half or so that's been a bugaboo.
Or all year. You can
even all year,
too.
Yeah. So let's see how we do against a lefty starter tonight. Randy Vasquez,
Adam, what are you doing, man?
Done a really nice job of pitch for the Padres. Adam, what's up?
For those watching in the YouTube stream, and our boss, Michael, called me out on it today, you see this gigantic glare on the top of my bald head, and I wasn't sure.
But that was a good way of getting everybody not to see it. Just put Scraby up.
Again. I didn't do that. Scraby just did that.
I would never put that picture.
Your
up.
Own
Are
picture
you
up?
Me?
So
I
wait. Michael called you out about the shine on your head.
Yeah, again, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see it right here. And so I wasn't sure if it was coming from, you know, we've got these ring lights in the studio. So I was
really
turning
shine.
It off and changing the brightness to see if it's coming from that. I turned it off. It's not coming from that. It's coming from the lights above. So I'm going to have this glare no matter what.
You see how sensitive we all are. I mean, Michael calls it, hey, man, you got shine on your head. And Adam was trying to find a way to get it off his head. Welcome in my world. That's how my head looks on this show all the time.
It does not.
I don't even want to be on camera. We got all these people who got to stare at my bald head. With
Tony Gwynn Jr. looks perfect bald.
What is wrong with a bald head? I'm just saying. You kind of dog bald heads?
No,
just
just mine.
I've been heading in that direction for a lot of years myself. So.
Nate says he needs sunglasses looking at him.
Okay.
Hey, can I make a suggestion? Let's stop commenting on people's appearance, okay?
Well, listen, as long as it's your real appearance, nobody cares.
Sure, baby, whatever you say.
I can't stand you. I'm never going to live this down.
That's what we all look like. We can't help it. We all signed up to be radio personalities anyway.
Exactly.
So this whole YouTube thing was something that, as a matter of fact, as much as we like it, Tony, and we've come used to it,
we fought
don't
it.
Forget that I fought it for at least 2 years straight. You're the one that originally brought it up. I'm like, I'm going to pull back on that.
But, it took me a while to get there, too, before I came like a suggester like Mr. Scraby did. But
yeah, we are.
Now that we're here, I guess it's worth it.
That's
especially
what we
now that we can show that filtered picture of
yeah,
Mr.
That
Scraby.
Yeah, that makes up for a lot of
everybody come in and watch the show, 97.3 The Fan, just search that on YouTube. Or go to Facebook. Or go to X, 97.3 The Fan ST.
You should be watching if you can, for sure. All right, Padres are going to be watching the trade wire, at least according to Kevin Acey in the San Diego Union-Tribune, with the injury to Musgrove, one to Darvish. Kevin Acey writes in a recent posting that the Padres need to are going to be on the lookout for sure for a starting pitcher before the trade deadline, maybe even sooner, Tony. This is something that was actually brought up on the ground table last week while you're coming back from Anaheim. But do you think that if only one trade could be made by A.J. Preller, you know, at the trade deadline or before, do you think starting pitching is the one that he should do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And clearly they thought this before any of these injuries because, remember, Jesus Luzardo was a name that supposedly the Padres had checked in on even before any of the injuries. So I would say that the organization feels like they need some more depth there.
Yes, and we've heard Garrett Crochet's name, and that came up before we had heard everything about Musgrove, too.
It's funny, it's funny you mentioned Crochet because, you know, I don't know if you guys saw the other day the whole debacle of them trying to pick off the guy missed first base going on a triple. They step off to throw over to appeal. He would have been out, and Crochet threw that bad boy into the ground and down the right field line.
Oh, no.
It's just kind of a microcosm of things that's happening in the White Sox land now. But he's one of the names. Luzardo has been a name that has been, you know, rumored or linked to the Padres. The problem is, and you kind of hit on it, there's only 12 teams at 500 or better, which also means there's probably a lot of teams that aren't going to be willing to say we're out of it, which then also shrinks the pool of pitchers that are players, not just pitchers, players that could be available.
Yeah, because, I can look at the standings, which I don't have in front of me at the moment.
I have them right in front of me.
Right. If you look at that, I said there's 12 that are 500 or better, but there's another, 7 or 8 that are within a couple of games of 500.
Yeah.
So that
the whole
means,
National League East, the last two teams of the National League East, at least. Detroit Tigers are one game under. Nationals are five games under. The Cardinals, the Pirates, the Reds, the Cubs, all two or three games under five.
Yeah. So there's a lot of teams that are going to be in, you know, in the market for something. And, yeah, it's going to be it's always interesting. I mean, the trade deadline's always a fun time. But I don't know. I'm going to just go on record as saying I'd love to get another bat because of the inconsistencies of the offense. But I know in saying that, and I was, you know, chastised for it on the roundtable, I know in saying that, that there really isn't room to put another bat. And especially when Xander
chastised you, Chris.
Oh, yeah, they got me. Yeah, they went all, it was all of them ganged up on me. And I didn't have you or Scraby to hold my hand. No, it wasn't too bad. But they just said, where are you going to put a new bat? And I said, yeah, I don't know. Because, I mean, you're going to, Bogart's going to come back. And I don't know where you're going to put a new bat, but I just, I don't know. The inconsistency hitting has bothered me all year. So
if you're going to get a bat, it means you're going to have to give up a bat.
Maybe that's the way to do it.
There's just no place to put anybody.
Right. Maybe that's the way you have to do it. We'll see. We will see. All right. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, earlier than usual edition of Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. It is Tuesday. It is time for Tony Gwynn Jr. to take on the one-armed Matt Scraby in a challenge of sports knowledge. You can play along with us when we come back.
Scraby's feeling pretty good. He's headbanging while we're coming back to from commercial. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Adam Klug, also in the four squares. We got a little daily. No, not daily game. We got a Fantabulous happening, right?
Yeah, we do. You guys are ready to roll. Tony has won the last couple. Scraby?
I want to ask Tony something first before we get into it.
Okay. What would you like to ask me, Scraby?
About the lights going out in the stadium last night. Completely, we were talking about this in the break, and I didn't know really what happened, but what were you thinking?
Somebody hit a switch.
That's it? That's it? Someone just made a mistake?
Would that be all it takes, one switch?
I thought something, you know, obviously a breaker needed to be flipped, and then I thought to myself, it actually looks kind of cool out there. I don't know if you could play baseball, but like half of the left side of the stadium was lit, the right side was dark, and it kind of left a cool little, I don't know, the way it looked was pretty cool. Now, you know, then that stirred a conversation of what it used to be like, as my kids would say, in the olden days, where if the lights went off and you got them working again, it was still going to be at least 20 to 30 minutes before they all, there'd be like one that would pop on and then like two or three would then come on. And then by like 30 minutes, they'd all be back on. It'd be warmed and ready. Today's day and age, you don't really need it.
Technology.
Instant lighting. Boom.
Technology is a wonderful thing. There was a story once. I don't know how accurate this is, but I'll go with it. Bob Gibson was pitching, and a guy by the name of Johnny Bateman, a catcher for the Expos, was batting. And Gibson wound up, went into delivery, fired a pitch, and as the ball was coming to home plate, the lights went out.
Mm.
How'd you like to be Johnny Bateman at that moment?
Especially considering that Bob was known for, you know,
being a little wild.
Yeah, coming up high.
He might have thought he was like, something happened, like really bad, until he realized he was okay.
That is a cool ambiance. I wasn't really paying attention last night because I was in and out.
See, it's interesting. Looking at this picture here, that is how it looked from the field. But from up top, it looked a lot brighter, you know, because we were a lot closer to the lights up this way, or at least the left side of the lights. So it didn't look like that from our vantage point, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome, though. That was a good moment.
So glad you asked, Greg.
Thanks, Chris.
Such
I thought it was a good
question.
Moment. I saw it all over my timeline today. I saw it. Kevin Acey even wrote about it. So
You woke up out of a nice slumber and, you know, like a whole bunch of news had happened, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't make me feel good to be out of the loop. I got to tell you, I hate it. I hate it.
All right, well, let's see what you can do right here in a round of Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm going to go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, I'll give the category. Tony and Scraby will take turns answering questions they hope that are correct, naming people from the category that they hope are correct. There are 21 correct answers today, so first person to 11 will win the Fantabulous Sports Game Show today. You can play along yourself out there, see how well you know this particular category, see how many you can get right. And if you get a question wrong, guys, you get a strike, three strikes, and you're out. And I think this is, I don't know how close you're following Major League Baseball this year, but this to me is a tester. It is, here's the category. 21 pitchers this year at this moment have over 80 strikeouts. You're going to have to name as many of the 21 as you can.
Wow.
80 yes, or more wow right strikeouts. And it's right up to the minute after games of, play last night. So, Tony, actually, Scrape, you get the choice. Would you like to go first, or would you like to put Tony under the gun
I'm just going to go first again, I usually do.
Name a pitcher that has more than 80 strikeouts as of right now in Major League Baseball. There are 21 such guys.
I'm going to take the easiest one that came to mind first, Garrett Crochet.
Garrett Crochet, the soon-to-be Padre, perhaps.
Chris is willing that into existence.
I know, I'm willing it into existence. He's second in all of baseball with 103. Not bad for a guy that's a converted relief pitcher. So that is correct. Scraby, you jump on the board first, and it is Tony Gwynn Jr.'s turn.
Dylan Cease.
Dylan Cease is right behind Crochet. He has 101 strikeouts with his 8 last night. He moves right to the top of the board. So you got the number 2 and number 3 guys. There are only 3 guys with over 100. You guys had named 2 of them. Scraby, your turn.
I'm going to go Tyler Glasnow.
He's on top. And he's on top by a decent margin right
one.
Now. Yeah, Glasnow's got 116 strikeouts. So he is actually 13 clear of the field to this point in the season, although he has just a 6-5 record and a 3.24 ERA, he is the strikeout king as of right now. So you guys have named the top three. There are 18 left. Tony Gwynn Jr.
How about Carlos Rodon?
Carlos Rodon of the New York Yankees. Boy, I didn't see him on the list. And yes, he doesn't have it. He's at 74. 74 for Carlos Rodon. He's not quite there.
He's been on a heater, though.
He's been on a heater.
All right. Adam Klug.
Not a heater enough, though.
Not enough to get onto today's list. So Scraby jumps into the lead.
Wow.
With a 2-1 score, and Tony does have a strike. Carlos Rodon not correct. Scrabe, your turn.
This is not my answer. Mason Miller doesn't pitch enough, but he probably has like 78 strikeouts. You're
not asking for what you think.
We're not asking to know who's on your fantasy baseball team either.
Let's go with someone who I just saw their celebration after they strike someone out, which is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Shoto Imanaga. Does he have 80-plus strikeouts?
Shota Imanaga.
Shota, that's it.
Of the Cubs?
Yeah.
No, he does not. He's not on the list.
Imanaga
is not there. Adam Klug was ready with that buzzer.
Did you see his celebration?
Imanaga, I didn't see it because he doesn't have that many strikeouts. So.
Oh, wow.
There was no reason to see it.
I don't know what it is.
No, what it is he strikes someone out and then he turns around and he bows towards like the bullpen. It's great.
That's very kind
of him.
He's done that 72 times this year, but not enough.
Oh, closer than, come on. Give me a little bit more credit for 72.
Nope, no credit. I didn't get any. My guy had more than that.
That's right. All right, still 2-1. There's still 18 correct answers remaining. Tony Gwynn Jr. is up. Trying
this
to
is
tie
actually
this
a hard
up.
Category.
Pretty
it's
tough.
Really
pretty
hard.
Tough.
I'm going to go, how about Freddie Peralta?
Freddie Peralta. I'm just kind of wondering how that one came to you, Tony.
Because he's probably the dude who strikes out the most Brewer pitchers are probably the guy who strikes out the most.
All right.
And I'm familiar with him. So
you went Brewers. Freddie Peralta's correct. He's got 92 strikeouts. He's tied for seventh in Major League Baseball. So that is a correct answer, and we are 2-2 with both of you guys having a strike and 17 to go in a contentious, fantabulous sports game show today.
I'm trying to go off guys that we've seen.
Right. We're looking for guys with more than 80 strikeouts, Scraby. There's 17 correct answers left. Who do you got?
I got a lot of names. I have no idea if any of them are over 80.
I don't know.
But I'm going to stay with the Padres, and he's had some big strikeout totals. Michael King?
Are you asking or telling?
Telling.
Michael King has 83.
Yes!
Just snuck in there. That is correct. Very good, Scraby. There are two Padres on this list. So, and
that's
there could
pretty
soon, there could soon be a third if we get Crochet. So, very good. Tony, now it's your turn. You're down 3-2. Scraby has moved into the lead. Both players have one strike. Still plenty of correct answers to go in a tough category today. Tony.
Who else would we play? This guy is usually in there when he's healthy.
All right.
But this is a gamble because I don't know if he's punching out a lot this year. How about Chris Sale?
Chris Sale. Mm, oh, yeah. He's a good strikeout guy if he's healthy. And he's healthy enough to have 92 strikeouts,
wow,
which is tied with Freddie Peralta for seventh most in Major League Baseball. So that is a correct answer. And it makes
boom,
it 3-3 with still 15 answers to go. But both guys have a strike, so I think the strikeout may come into play today. Scraby, you are up, and it's a good game today, though, but a really tough category. Normally, you guys race through the first 15, 16 correct answers before you even start thinking.
Yes. I am going to go with, I don't know if this is right, but he does strike out some guys. George Kirby of the Mariners.
George Kirby of the Mariners. Kirby getting a mention. That's pretty good for him. He's got 78. He just missed.
Oh!
Just missed. Kirby is just short.
Yeah, he did. I thought that was right for sure.
Yeah, it wasn't, as it turns out.
You're so brutal, man.
You're going hard in the paint.
I'm your most favorite game show host. You know that.
Yes.
Me and Pat say, Jack. All right, so Tony, 3. Scraby, 3. But Scraby now has 2 strikes. Tony has 1. There are 15 correct answers remaining.
The Brewers, we've
guys
played
with over 80 strikeouts is who
the
we're
Braves
looking for here.
Oh, how about this one? Because we played them, and they whooped us.
Who is that?
How about Zach Wheeler?
Zach Wheeler, the Philadelphia Phillies. He's just behind Freddie Peralta. He's got 91. That is correct. So Tony now takes the lead 4-3, and the pressure is squarely on the shoulder of Matt Scraby.
I like how he's single.
I don't want to put it on both shoulders because
thank you.
I don't put the pressure on both your shoulders because one of them right now is recovering. So
you know, I've got 2 strikes. This is bad.
You've got to get one right here. The game's over, actually. We'd hate to see that happen to you.
No, you wouldn't.
I would too. I want it to be a competitive game.
All right. What about this guy? I think he's on your fantasy team, Chris. Tarik Skubal.
Tarik Skubal. Heretofore unknown to most Major League Baseball fans, but you should know him soon. He's I believe he's right now the favorite for the American League Cy Young. He's 8-1, a 1.92 ERA, but no, he has 96 strikeouts. That's very good, Scraby.
I was going to say,
you
better not.
You pulled
that
one out of you know where.
You got it. Good get, Scraby.
No, it's been written down for a while.
Tarik Skubal is 5th in the strikeout race right now. So as far as at the top of the list, you guys are missing number 4 and 10. Otherwise, you've named 7 of the top 10. So you've done a pretty good job. It is tied at 4. Scraby, 2 strikes. Tony, 1. Tony.
How about Yamamoto?
Yamamoto.
Mm.
The Dodgers. Yamamoto. Let me see. Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Is that who you're referring to?
Yeah,
not his, not his brother.
Yamamoto.
Yeah, me too. He's there with 83
Woo-hoo.
Strikeouts, tied with
just
Michael
barely.
King. Just sneaking in there. Yamamoto is correct. So Tony
I
takes
hate that
a 5-4
because Chris
lead.
Made me feel like it was wrong.
I did?
Yeah, you're like, oh, well, you would think with Yamamoto. Is there only one Yamamoto going on over here?
Does
Sorry.
Everybody hate when Scraby does the imitation of my voice, or does everyone really love that?
No, it's pretty bad.
I gotta say,
it's really bad.
I gotta say, doing this from home makes me feel a little too safe. I gotta make sure that I'm not saying anything too much.
Because I'll be writing all this stuff down for when you return. So don't worry.
All right.
Tony's in the lead, 5-4. Scraby once again needs to stave off elimination. He needs to name a starting pitcher or a pitcher with more than 80 strikeouts. There are 12 correct answers remaining. Go ahead.
No, you can go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I don't want to give any
answer, bro.
Yeah, I don't want to give any hints. So
I don't know if this guy. He's not a strikeout guy, but he's been really good this year. Ranger Suarez.
Suarez.
That was going to be the one I used.
Is he a good strikeout guy?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I know he's having a good year.
10-1. I didn't even know he got to double digits already. 1.81 ERA. 85 strikeouts. 12 strikeouts.
Oh, he got in.
He's in. Ranger Suarez is a correct answer.
All right, that's the last one I got.
So it is tied at 5, and it is there's 11 correct answers remaining, including the number 4 strikeout guy in all of baseball. Tony Gwynn Jr., it is your turn. Trying to snap the tie.
Running out of guys, honestly.
Yes, you are. There's recognizable names. There's a bunch of new names. In baseball, I would say most of these guys are having a good season, by and large.
Who's in the American League?
You're going to go to the American League. That's desperation.
How about Castillo?
Castillo
from the Mariners.
Luis Castillo, yes. The erstwhile Red.
Erstwhile?
He used to be a Red.
Oh, yeah,
5-7, 3.35 ERA for the Mariners.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
That is good. 85 strikeouts.
That is correct.
You gave his ERA and his win-loss total. I thought I was in trouble there for a second.
Oh, he struck out 85. He's done okay in that category. Luis Castillo is correct. You guys are getting better and better here. 6-5, 10 correct answers remaining. Scraby, you need one to stay alive here.
I pitched with this guy the other day in MLB The Show. Can't believe I forgot about it. I don't know if he was on the IL earlier in the year, but Pablo Lopez of the Twins.
Pablo Lopez of the Twins. What a guy he is.
Traded for Luis Arraez.
Yeah, 5-6 with a 5.45 ERA.
Wow, he's not having a good year.
Uh-oh.
If he had one more strikeout, he'd have 80.
You've got to be kidding me.
79 strikeouts. That is the ball game. Scraby, you have whiffed. Tony Gwynn Jr. wins a tense 6-5 victory today over Mr. Scraby. Here are a couple of the ones you missed. Number 4, all of baseball, Cole Ragans from the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, who cares about him?
We never got that one.
Yeah, Jack Flaherty having a nice year for the Tigers.
Really?
Has 94.
He did strike out 14 in one game.
Let's see. Luis Gill of the Yankees is a top 10.
That's the guy I couldn't remember.
Corbin Burns got to be on the list, right?
You would think
so. I have Corbin Burns written down, but I don't think so.
Joe Ryan, 85. Hunter Green, 84.
Oh,
Tanner Houck of the Red Sox, who's like a new superstar. He's got 84. Logan Gilbert of the Mariners. You got the wrong Mariner, unfortunately, Scraby. Logan Gilbert has 84. Sonny Gray, 82. Corbin Burns. There you go, Adam, 82. And finally, former Padre Mackenzie Gore rounds out the list with 81.
You guys
did well, though. That's our
Tony did better.
Tony always does better. That's the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. More Gwynn and Chris ahead.
Scraby's feeling pretty good. He's headbanging while we're coming back to from commercial. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Adam Klug, also in the four squares. We got a little We got a Fantabulous happening, right?
Yeah, we do. You guys are ready to roll. Tony has won the last couple. Scraby?
I want to ask Tony something first before we get into it.
Okay. What would you like to ask me, Scraby?
About the lights going out in the stadium last night. Completely, we were talking about this in the break, and I didn't know really what happened, but what were you thinking?
Somebody hit a switch.
That's it? That's it? Someone just made a mistake?
Would that be all it takes, one switch?
I thought something, you know, obviously a breaker needed to be flipped, and then I thought to myself, it actually looks kind of cool out there. I don't know if you could play baseball, but like half of the left side of the stadium was lit, the right side was dark, and it kind of left a cool little, I don't know, the way it looked was pretty cool. Now, you know, then that stirred a conversation of what it used to be like, as my kids would say, in the olden days, where if the lights went off and you got them working again, it was still going to be at least 20 to 30 minutes before they all, there'd be like one that would pop on, and then like two or three would then come on, and then by like 30 minutes, they'd all be back on, it'd be warmed and ready. Today's day and age, you don't really need it.
Instant
lighting. Boom.
Technology is a wonderful thing. There was a story once. I don't know how accurate this is, but I'll go with it. Bob Gibson was pitching, and a guy by the name of Johnny Bateman, a catcher for the Expos, was batting. And Gibson wound up, went into delivery, fired a pitch, and as the ball was coming to home plate, the lights went out.
Mm.
How'd you like to be Johnny Bateman at that moment?
Especially considering that Bob was known for, you know,
being a little wild.
Yeah, coming up high.
He might have thought he was like, something happened, like really bad, until he realized he was okay.
That is a cool ambiance. I wasn't really paying attention last night because I was in and out.
See, it's interesting. Looking at this picture here, that is how it looked from the field. But from up top, it looked a lot brighter, you know, because we were a lot closer to the lights up this way, or at least the left side of the lights. So it didn't look like that from our vantage point, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome, though. That was a good moment.
So glad you asked, Greg.
Thanks, Chris.
Such
I thought it was a good
question.
Moment. I saw it all over my timeline today. I saw it. Kevin Acey even wrote about it. So
You woke up out of a nice slumber and, you know, like a whole bunch of news had happened, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't make me feel good to be out of the loop. I got to tell you, I hate it. I hate it.
All right, well, let's see what you can do right here in a round of Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm going to go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, I'll give the category. Tony and Scraby will take turns answering questions they hope that are correct, naming people from the category that they hope are correct. There are 21 correct answers today, so first person to 11 will win the Fantabulous Sports Game Show today. You can play along yourself out there, see how well you know this particular category, see how many you can get right. And if you get a question wrong, guys, you get a strike, three strikes, and you're out. And I think this is, I don't know how close you're following Major League Baseball this year, but this to me is a tester. It is, here's the category. 21 pitchers this year at this moment have over 80 strikeouts. You're going to have to name as many of the 21 as you can.
Wow.
80
yes, this
or
is
more
a wow right
strikeouts.
Here.
And it's right up to the minute after games of, you know, play last night. So, Tony, actually, Scrape, you get the choice. Would you like to go first, or would you like to put Tony under the gun
I'm just going to go first again, as I usually do.
Name a pitcher that has more than 80 strikeouts as of right now in Major League Baseball. There are 21 such guys.
I'm going to take the easiest one that came to mind first, Garrett Crochet.
Garrett Crochet, the soon-to-be Padre, perhaps.
Chris is willing that into existence.
I know, I'm willing it into existence. He's second in all of baseball with 103. Not bad for a guy that's a converted relief pitcher. So that is correct. Scraby, you jump on the board first, and it is Tony Gwynn Jr.'s turn.
Dylan Cease.
Dylan Cease is right behind Crochet. He has 101 strikeouts with his 8 last night. He moves right to the top of the board. So you've got the number 2 and number 3 guys. There are only 3 guys with over 100. You guys have named 2 of them. Scraby, your turn.
I'm going to go Tyler Glass now.
He's on top. And he's on top by a decent margin right
one.
Now. Yeah, Glasnow's got 116 strikeouts. So he is actually 13 clear of the field. to this point in the season. Although he has just a 6-5 record and a 3.24 ERA, he is the strikeout king as of right now. So you guys have named the top three. There are 18 left. Tony Gwynn Jr.
How about Carlos Rodon?
Carlos Rodon of the New York Yankees. Ah, boy, I didn't see him on the list. And yes, he doesn't have it. He's at 74. 74 for Carlos Rodon. He's not quite there.
He's been on a heater, though.
He's been on a heater.
All right. Adam Klute.
Not a heater enough, though.
Not enough to get onto today's list. So Scraby jumps into the lead.
Wow.
With a 2-1 score, and Tony does have a strike. Carlos Rodon not correct. Scrabe, your turn.
This is not my answer. Mason Miller doesn't pitch enough, but he probably has like 78 strikeouts.
We're not asking for what you think.
And we're not asking to know who's on your fantasy baseball
all
team
right.
either.
Let's go with someone who I just saw their celebration after they strike someone out, which is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Shoto Imanaga. Does he have 80-plus strikeouts?
Shota Imanaga.
Shota, that's it.
Of the Cubs?
Yeah.
No, he does not. He's not on the list.
Imanaga
is not there. Adam Klug was ready with that buzzer.
Did you see his celebration?
Imanaga, I didn't see it because he doesn't have that many strikeouts. So.
Oh, wow.
There was no reason to see it.
I don't know what it is.
No, what it is he strikes someone out and then he turns around and he bows towards like the bullpen. It's great.
That's very kind.
It's really good.
He's done that 72 times this year, but not enough.
Oh, closer than, come on. Give me a little bit more credit for 72.
Nope, no credit. I didn't get any. My guy had more than that.
That's right. All right, still 2-1. There's still 18 correct answers remaining. Tony Gwynn Jr. is up.
This is actually
this
a hard
up.
Category.
Pretty
this
tough.
Is really
pretty
hard.
Tough.
I'm gonna go. How about a Freddie Peralta?
Freddie Peralta. Mm. I'm just kind of wondering how that one came to you, Tony.
Because he's probably the dude who strikes out the most. Brewer pitchers are probably the guy who strikes out the most.
All right,
and I'm familiar with him. So
you went Brewers. Freddie Peralta is correct. He's got 92 strikeouts. He's tied for seventh in Major League Baseball. So that is a correct answer, and we are 2-2 with both of you guys having a strike and 17 to go in a contentious, fantabulous sports game show today.
I'm trying to go off guys that we've seen.
Right. We're looking for guys with more than 80 strikeouts, Scraby. There's 17 correct answers left. Who do you got?
I got a lot of names. I have no idea if any of them are over 80.
I don't either.
But I'm going to stay with the Padres, and he's had some big strikeout totals. Michael King?
Are you asking or telling?
Telling.
Michael King has 83.
Yes!
Just snuck in there. That is correct. Very good, Scraby. There are two Padres on this list. So, and
that's
pretty
amazing.
There could soon be a third if we get Crochet. So, very good. Tony, now it's your turn. You're down 3-2. Scraby has moved into the lead. Both players have one strike. Still plenty of correct answers to go in a tough category today. Tony.
Who else would we play? This guy is usually in there when he's healthy.
All right.
But this is a gamble because I don't know if he's punching out a lot this year. How about Chris Sale?
Chris Sale. Mm, oh, yeah. He's a good strikeout guy if he's healthy. And he's healthy enough to have 92 strikeouts, which is tied with Freddie Peralta for seventh most in Major League Baseball. So that is a correct answer. And it makes
Boom.
It 3-3 with still 15 answers to go. But both guys have a strike. So I think the strikeout may come into play today. Scraby, you are up. And it's a good game today, though, but a really tough category. Normally, you guys race through the first 15, 16 correct answers before you even start thinking.
Yes. I am going to go with, I don't know if this is right, but he does strike out some guys. George Kirby of the Mariners.
George Kirby of the Mariners. Kirby getting a mention. That's pretty good for him. He's got 78. He just missed.
Just missed.
Kirby is just short.
Yeah, he did. I thought that was right for sure.
Yeah, it wasn't, as it turns out.
You're so brutal, man.
You're going hard in the paint. It wasn't.
I'm
your most favorite game show host. You know that.
Yes.
Me and Pat say Jack. All right, so Tony, 3. Scraby, 3. But Scraby now has 2 strikes. Tony has 1. There are 15 correct answers remaining.
The Brewers, we've
guys
played.
With over 80 strikeouts is who we're looking for here.
Oh, we, you know, how about this one? Because we played them and they whooped us.
Who is that?
How about Zach Wheeler?
Zach Wheeler, oh. The Philadelphia Phillies. He's just behind Freddie Peralta. He's got 91. That is correct. So Tony now takes the lead 4-3, and the pressure is squarely on the shoulder of Matt Scraby.
I like how he's single.
I don't want to put it on both shoulders shoulder. Because thank you. I don't put the pressure on both your shoulders because one of them right now is recovering. So
you know, I've got two strikes. This is bad.
You've got to get one right here. The game's over, actually. We'd hate to see that happen to you.
No, you wouldn't.
I would, too. I want it to be a competitive game.
All right. What about this guy? I think he's on your fantasy team, Chris. Tariq Skubal.
Tariq Skubal. Heretofore unknown to most Major League Baseball fans, but you should know him soon. He's... I believe he's right now the favorite for the American League Cy Young. He's 8-1, a 1.92 ERA, but no, he has 96 strikeouts. That's very good, Scraby.
I was
gonna
say, you better not.
You pulled
you
that one
not.
Out of you know
you
where.
You got it. Good get, Scraby.
No,
he is on my fantasy
for a while.
Team. Tariq Skubal is fifth in the strikeout race right now. So, as far as at the top of the list, you guys are missing number 4 and 10. Otherwise, you've named 7 of the top 10, so you've done a pretty good job. It is tied at 4. Straby, 2 strikes, Tony, 1. Tony.
How about Yamamoto?
Yamamoto. The Dodgers. Yamamoto. Let me see. Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Is that who you're referring to?
That not his, not his brother. Yamamoto.
Yeah, me too. he's there with 83 strikeouts, tied with
just
Michael
barely.
King. Just sneaking in there. Yamamoto is correct. So Tony
I
takes
hate that
a 5-4
because Chris
lead.
Made me feel like it was wrong.
I did?
Yeah, you're like, oh, well, you would think with Yamamoto. Is there only one Yamamoto going on over here?
Does Sorry. Everybody hate when Scraby does the imitation of my voice, or does everyone really love that?
No, it's pretty bad.
I gotta say,
it's really bad.
I gotta say, doing this from home makes me feel a little too safe. I gotta make sure that I'm not saying anything too much.
Yeah, because I'll be writing all this stuff down for when you return. So don't worry.
All right,
Tony's in the lead, 5-4. Scraby once again needs to stave off elimination. He needs to name a starting pitcher or a pitcher with more than 80 strikeouts. There are 12 correct answers remaining. A lot of
I don't
them.
Think this.
Go ahead.
No, you can go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I don't want to give
the
any
answer, bro.
Yeah, I don't want to give any hints. So
I don't know if this guy he's not a strikeout guy, but he's been really good this year. Ranger Suarez?
Ranger
Ooh,
Suarez.
Ooh, that was gonna be the one I used.
Is he a good strikeout guy?
I don't know. I don't know
either, but I know he's having
one.
A good year.
10-1. Yeah. I didn't even know he got to double digits already. 1.81 ERA. 85 strikeouts. 12 strikeouts.
Oh, he got in.
He's in. Ranger Suarez is a correct answer.
All right, that's the last one I got.
So it is tied at 5, and it is there's 11 correct answers remaining, including the number 4 strikeout guy in all of baseball. Tony Gwynn Jr., it is your turn. Trying to snap
the
tie.
Running out of guys, honestly.
Yes, you are. There's recognizable names. There's a bunch of new names. In baseball, I would say most of these guys are having a good season, by and large.
Who's in the American League?
You're going to go to the American League. That's desperation.
How about Castillo?
Castillo
from the Mariners.
Luis Castillo, yes. The erstwhile Red.
Erstwhile?
He used to be a Red.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
5-7, 3.35 ERA for the Mariners.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
That is good. 85 strikeouts.
Oh,
that is
my
correct.
Goodness.
Luis Castillo.
You gave his ERA and his win-loss total. I thought I was in trouble there for a second.
Nope, he struck out 85. He's done okay in that category. Luis Castillo is correct. You guys are getting better and better here. 6-5, 10 correct answers remaining. Scraby, you need one to stay alive here.
I pitched with this guy the other day in MLB The Show. Can't believe I forgot about it. I don't know if he was on the IL earlier in the year, but Pablo Lopez of the Twins.
Pablo Lopez of the Twins. What a guy he is.
Traded for Luis Arraez.
Yeah, 5-6 with a 5.45 ERA.
Wow, he's not having a good year.
Uh-oh.
If he had one more strikeout, he'd have 80.
You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me.
79 strikeouts. That is the ball game. Scraby, you have whiffed. Tony Gwynn Jr. wins a tense 6-5 victory today over Mr. Scraby. Here are a couple of the ones you missed. Number 4, all of baseball, Cole Ragans from the Kansas City Royals.
Who cares about him?
We never got that one.
Yeah, Jack Flaherty having a nice year for the Tigers.
Really?
Has 94.
He did strike out 14 in one game.
Let's see. Luis Gill of the Yankees is a top 10.
That's the guy I couldn't remember.
Corbin Burns got to be on the list, right?
I would think so. Corbin Burns
written down, but I don't think so.
Joe Ryan, 85. Hunter Green, 84.
Oh,
Tanner Houck of the Red Sox, who's like a new superstar. He's got 84. Logan Gilbert of the Mariners. You got the wrong Mariner, unfortunately, Scraby. Logan Gilbert has 84. Sonny Gray, 82. Corbin Burns. There you go, Adam, 82. And finally, former Padre Mackenzie Gore rounds out the list with 81.
Mackenzie.
You guys did well, though. That's our
Tony did better.
Tony always does better. That's the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. More Gwynn and Chris ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.